Tired of the noise and spin? Join the Middle Ground Mike Patreon for 7 days for free. And then it's just $1 a month afterwards. Real talk, real people right now. Sign up today, middlegroundmike.com. Click on the button. The vision is easy, but finding the middle, that's where the real work begins. Welcome to Middle Ground Mike. I'm Joe, and today we're cutting through the noise to tackle this week's headlines with balance, perspective, and talk. Every Monday, we take a step back from the chaos, the shouting, the extremes, and we look for the middle ground. Because truth, it almost is never found on the far left or the far right. It's always somewhere in between, and that's what we're going to do today. You know, before we jump in, don't forget, our Finding the Middle newsletter is free, lands in your inbox twice a month with deeper dives, behind the scenes notes, and stories we don't always have time for here. Sign up at themiddlegroundmike.com/newsletter. All right, let's kind of jump in and talk a little bit about politics in the week. Let's start where the noise is the loudest. Obviously, some of the 2028 chatter is, Project 2029 buzz. Internal debates among Democrats about do they want to go more center to more left. That's a hot topic, right? Because AOC is very, very, very popular among the far left. It does appeal to some centrists in the Democratic Party, but a lot of centrists, like pure centrists with no party affiliation / independents, they don't always view that the same way. They like her enthusiasm. They like some of her ideas, but they don't always agree with the policy, right? So where do the Democrats find the balance on that? They have a lot of rising stars. I think that ignoring John Fetterman is not a good thing. Well, some people call him a flip-flopper, this, that, the other thing. He represents a lot of middle ground, right? Americans that do tend to lean towards the Democratic Party. So engage him, find out how you can link the far left in that to make solutions that appeal to the average American. Because right now, the last election cycle, even the midterms, even though Democrats retain control of the Senate, it's still reflected a shift towards the voters seeing the GOP as more of a workers' party, which hasn't been seen in a long time. So Democrats got a lot of work to do to fix that, the Democrats walking out in Texas, big party fractures, right? There's a lot of pressure for them to get back from, obviously, Republicans in Texas, but also some national Democrats are pushing them. I think we need to do more to get rid of gerrymandering. It's politicians shouldn't be able to change districts to make it so they want more seats or separated by this. No, it should just be based on regular demographics and not open to interpretation, regular demographics, right? And it seems sometimes as if both parties are struggling with an identity, right? Maybe the realism conversation about who wins, but about what our leadership actually looks like. It's considered Ronald Reagan was a very good leader. But so was Bill Clinton, right? George Bush was a little bit more monotone, right? But Barack Obama had a way of just saying things that connected with people. Right now, our last two presidents, Don Trump's a little bit more blunt. I do like that part. But, the leadership thing, depending how you view it, may not be there. Leadership is definitely where we struggle as a country right now. It just is like the confidence isn't there. It doesn't seem around our leaders do a better job of working on building the American people's confidence. We're going to talk a little bit about domestic policy and kind of a little bit about society. The immigration deportation situation, the humanitarian versus rights, right? Technically, if you're not a citizen, you're going to have rights, but I know a lot of people are starting to come out and say, hey, well, we want to go after the violent criminals, certain things like that, but also, should we be given a second chance to a lot of people that are here peacefully? I think that we should. Ronald Reagan did it, and it worked out very well for our country. Let's get these people on the payrolls. Let's do that. You don't have to do that for everybody. I think we should do that for a lot of peacefully working people. Obviously, if you've got any kind of crime against you, well, you know what we got to do. excuse me. It's not a good thing. There's people out there that die, right? Kids get separated. So, we got to kind of find a little bit more of a balance in here. A lot of immigrants voted for Trump, the ones that are here legally, right? Because they kind of feel that way. Hey, I went through the process. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. They're really, I mean, there is a wrong, right, with certain aspects, but there, it's really a difficult question to decide. Like I said, my position is we find a balance and we push it towards, you know, like, hey, if you're peaceful, maybe you get a second chance, depending on a lot of situations. I think majority of the time we should. But, you know, if you've committed crimes, any kind of that, you got a heavily association that can prove with gangs, anything like that, adios, you're gone. And no, we shouldn't be paying to jail you, get you out of the country. It is not our thing. You know, but what if we admitted both are true? You know, a humanitarian framing versus the right security framing, right? Like how we're framing this debate. Borders matter. They're extremely important because you got to control what's going on in your land. But so does dignity. Ignoring one side guarantees failure. Like you have to have dignity while controlling your borders. Without that, you're going to fail every time. You know, it's kind of like local government. Local governments have to respect their people a lot more than the federal government does. Not the federal government doesn't, right? But they got to be a lot more in tune with the needs and wants of their constituents. A whole lot harder to pass the buck off. And it's, you know, and it's something to do, right? Like here in Michigan, you know, where at the state government level, sometimes it's concerning is, you know, we got companies here who produce a lot of profit that are public utilities, and they keep coming back and asking for more money, and the commission approves it. That I am vehemently against. I mean, if you're producing billions of dollars a year in profit, we should not be giving you money. I'm sorry, we shouldn't. You know, I'm not saying like electric bills is free. What I'm referring to is increase in rates, right? You know, grocery prices, I mean, it has kind of seemed stabilized, at least for me. I don't know about you guys, maybe just, you know, and that's kind of where the big debates are landing, right? You know, gas prices have stabilized, grocery prices have stabilized, but you know, now we're saying we're going to see a lot of upticks from down at us here at the local level from the tariffs, you know? All right, we're going to take a pick cause. Quick pause. Delete that other part out. A quick pause. This podcast is more than me talking. It's a community. It's a movement. Subscribe free to the Middle Ground newsletter. Or cancel. Delete that part. This podcast is more than me talking. It's a community. It's a movement. Subscribe free to Finding the Middle newsletter for deeper dives and exclusive stories. www.themiddlegroundmike.com/newsletter. And if you want to help us grow, consider joining our Patreon for 7 days for free and only $1 a month after with exclusive Q&A, exclusive behind the scenes, you know, things that went on from interviews, maybe pre-conversations. You know, division is easy, but together we can build something better. All right, welcome back, everybody. You know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, some media and some culture. You know, we scroll, we share. But where are we at? But are we actually talking to each other, or are you just yelling past me? You know, like a lot of times in some of these sections, right, you can go, somebody makes a mistake on a post, and people are just ripping them apart. You know, I had one where I made a mistake about Rockefeller. You know, I said, hey, whoops, my mistake. I think it was more of like, I didn't misspeak, right? I had the facts kind of wrong. Maybe I just misunderstood it when I was reading it. He didn't know as much about gasoline, just knew it was byproduct, right? And then he worked on 5 years. He had a scientist do that. But, you know, people get mean, you know, and they just yell, because even if you can go, hey, this is why this, I mean, like, you know, you can go, for instance, in one of my videos on, I believe it was TikTok, I'm pretty sure it's TikTok, Facebook, one too. You know, I get that they're like, oh, Hamas is bad, like, no matter what, right? And I'm like, hey, I get it, right? But we got to find a way to put this in, because aid workers are getting killed. This, you know, innocent children. Da, da, da. He was like, well, Hamas is bad. And it's like, nobody's denying terrorists are bad. Like, nobody's saying that this isn't good. Like, I'm struggling to find why this needs to be the point to prove. I get why he's saying that, right? Because he's going, hey, we got to get rid of Hamas no matter what. I get it. But there's innocent people dying there that have died through accident by, you know, the Israeli Defense Force. All they're trying to do is give food, water to these children, these innocent people. We've got to do better. Anybody who's doing something like that has to do better. Like the people attacking, like the Israelis said, oh, hey, you know, the Israeli government, sorry, not the people. The Israeli government said, hey, we want to occupy all of Gaza and then we'll give it to Arab control. What? What? It's just a, what a cop out in trying to use as an excuse to invade someone's country. I know America doesn't have any time, but man, that is a terrible excuse. Terrible reason. I mean, good grief. We got to do better than that. You know, we do got, you know, another episode coming up in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be based off of the company Crowds on Demand. You know, I spoke to the CEO there. They're the largest, you know, paid Crowd company in the game. Definitely learned a lot about it and what goes on behind the scenes. You know, he was a really, really cool guy, really knowledgeable. You know, we had a great conversation. You know, he's great, you know, personable in the pre-interview. So, you know, like, definitely be checking that one out, because if you guys really want to know what goes on behind the scenes, you know, Donald Trump has talked about paid protesters, things like that. That is a real thing, right? But find out the reasons why, who funds it, things like that. How does all of it work? You know, like, what goes on? What are the intricacies behind it? And he actually turned down a $20 million deal because he didn't like what it would have been, because I think he said it could have been possibly violent or something of that nature. But man, but he was a great guy, really, really cool guy. I got to learn a lot about the industry. So look forward to that coming out in the next couple of weeks. It'll probably be out one of the first episodes of season two, which starts in September. So definitely check it out. But the middle isn't boring. It's real life. The middle ground, what we're talking about here, some of these basic things, it's real life. Like, we see protests in real life, right? We see conflicts based on politics, real life. We see the division among our neighbors. Well, we can't even have a, hey, how you doing that knob, right? That like Midwesterners get. Those things are all vanishing because people have become so vile for something that they don't like. Even not like the respect for someone doing their own thing is gone. You know, so, and we got to refuse to let algorithms define our conversations, right? Because a lot of these algorithms are based to be toxic. That's how they get clicks. That's how they generate things. Just you're like, ooh, what's going on, right? So we got to try to do better. I know I'm not going to be the person that's going to change the world or anything. No, not claiming to, right? But hopefully we can get a conversation going to where we can get some of those people to the table. We can get them to maybe not be as toxic. Maybe want to listen to some of the people that maybe don't do things the same way as they do. You know, it's sad that we even have to kind of talk about that, right? You know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, some global conflicts. You know, while we're here busy fighting at home over some crazy things rather than respecting everybody's right to exist, you know, the world isn't slowing down. I mean, you know, our social issues are very petty compared to everybody else's issues in a lot of things. You know, Iran's still casting a huge shadow over the Israel-Gaza thing we were talking about a little bit ago. You know, Ukraine's battlefield struggles. They're struggling right now, right? They're kind of, they're struggling. Like, they're, because Russia keeps their drone strikes, right? It's just a lot because, you know, Russia's got a little bit of backing from some partners and they're being a lot more aggressive and Ukraine's just trying to defend their territory. I know we're supposedly placing or going to be placing some more sanctions on Russia. And I know that this past Friday, Trump and Putin had a meeting that went really, really well. So, you know, and I believe they said out of it that a ceasefire is not a starting point. It has to be a peace deal to end the war. Some people are saying that it's Trump kind of turning sideways. But I believe this week, Zelensky and some other European leaders are going to be meeting with Trump. So let's see how that goes. Hopefully we can start getting, you know, and then, you know, talking about the sanctions with Russia, you know, yeah, they hurt Russia, but are they rippling back into the global markets? You know, commodities, security, right? For oil, gas, and food. Like, who feels the pinch the hardest? Everyday people, right? So, like, where do we find the balance between getting Russia, but also hurting our own citizens? You know, and instead of asking who's winning, maybe the better question is, how do these things shape ordinary lives far from the battlefield. How does this affect how you and I live? Because even though it doesn't directly affect us, like in our everyday waking up and going to work, it sometimes it affects our pocketbooks. It affects how we view things sometimes. So the things that we've got to do a better job on. You know, this week, take the extra 5 seconds, listen before reacting. Ask questions before taking sides. And remember, our strength is never what divides us, it's what connects us. Don't forget to subscribe and listen, join the newsletter, jump into Patreon, help us grow this movement. You know, I'm Joe, this is Middle Ground Mike, and I'll see you next time. And please help boost our Spotify ranking. Let's get us up.